take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. In the past 50 years, many, many thousands of mothers have written to tell us what a marvelous thing Horlicks has been for their children. Sincere and entirely voluntary as they are, we feel that these letters are a fine tribute to a product that has often been imitated but never equaled. Long favored by medical and child-feeding authorities, Horlicks has the qualities essential in a baby food. It is readily digested, does not cause distress, as raw cow's milk so often does. It is nourishing and bodybuilding, contains vitamins and minerals essential for proper bone and tooth development, and for building husky bodies. And Horlicks is reliable. The rich, full cream milk it contains comes from sanitary dairies only, and is pasteurized. Get Horlicks for your children. Remember, as it was 50 years ago, so today the Horlicks name on the package is your guarantee of fine quality and best possible results. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an important announcement regarding change in schedule of the Lum and Abner program. So many of you have requested it that new coast stations have been added and the time of the broadcast changed. Beginning next Monday, October 21st, your old friends Lum and Abner will come to you in person at 8:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure and check your local newspaper for the new schedules and the additional stations. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, it seems Lum's chances for acquittal on the charge of violating the Blue Sky Law in connection with the sale of worthless stock in Squire's Kent Silver Mine rests entirely on Squire's possible appearance at the trial. Since Lum learned a few days ago that Squire is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he's been trying to find some way to apprehend his former business associate and return him to Pine Ridge before his case is called to trial. Yesterday, Dick Huddleston talked to the chief of police in Tulsa, asking his assistance in locating the Squire. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum over at Dick's store discussing the matter. Listen.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Lum. The federal court doesn't convene until next week sometime, and the judge told me the other day that they had several cases on the docket, so he probably won't be called until the latter part of the week.
I just hope they find Squire in time for the trial. That's all I hope.
Well, I believe they'll find him all right. He's still in Tulsa. The chief police talked mighty nice about it. Said he'd do everything that they could to locate him for you.
Well, I'm glad you called him back up and talked to him. I couldn't make him understand nothing I was trying to tell him. Maybe if I'd offered some kind of a reward for him, they'd have tried a heap harder to catch him.
Oh, I think they'll do all they can on without a reward.
Well, I've just got to find him. That's all they are to it. Tell you, Dick, I've just worried over this thing till I'm about half out of my mind.
Well, now, worrying's not going to help matters any.
No, I reckon not, but it ain't a very comfort feeling to just sit and know you're facing a penitentiary.
No, I know it isn't.
Are you sure that if we do find Squire and bring him back here, I'll come clear all right?
Well, no, Lum, I'm not certain, but after I explained to the judge that you were more or less roped in on a deal, that you didn't realize the stock was no good, and the Squire got all the money out of the deal and skipped out, why, while he was in sympathy with you, why, you're still guilty of violating the Blue Sky Law.
I ain't guilty, though. I paid the stockholders back ever since they had any.
Yeah, I know you did, Lum, and that was the thing for you to do. But you're still guilty of selling fraudulent stock.
And I still can't understand it. What's the reason to bring Squire back then?
Well, of course, the judge couldn't come right out and make any promises, but I believe if you can produce evidence in court that Squire Kemp was the instigator of the whole affair, why, he'll turn you loose. Have somebody to testify if they bought some stock from him.
Well, I can do that myself. See, I bought $250 worth of stock in it. Where it stands now, I'm the only one that lost anything on a deal. I couldn't pay myself back.
No, and say, that'll be a mighty good point to bring out in court, too. That'll show that you really believe the stock was all right or you wouldn't have invested in it yourself.
Yeah, I want to recollect that.
Hey, you want to be sure and give your lawyer all that information, too, Lum.
Well, I weren't aiming on hiring no lawyer, Dave.
Not hiring? Well, now, here, wait a minute. You can't go into court without hiring a lawyer, Lum.
Well, I sort of aiming on defending myself. I've been out for much money paying back the stockholders.
Now, you're going to have a lawyer if I have to pay for him myself.
Well, I've got a license to practice. I know law matters.
Yeah, but now this is too important a charge for you to take any chances on, though. You'll need the best lawyer you can find.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know where the money's coming from, but...
Well, now, we'll dig it up some way. You've got to have a lawyer.
Looks like I've had the hardest run of luck here, Later Swan. Everything I try to do turns out right backwards again.
Well, now, don't start feeling sorry for yourself, Lon. That's the worst thing a man can do when he's having a little trouble. There's going to be times when we all hit some pretty hard bumps. If a fella gives up and starts feeling sorrowful for himself, why, he hasn't got a chance.
Yeah, I reckon so.
That's when you need to hold your chin up. You'll need all the self-confidence and determination that you can muster together at a time like this. There's lots of fellas right today that's down and out, absolutely whipped, just because they haven't got the courage to fight their way back up to the top.
Well, a fella gets awful low when everything turns against him, looks like, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, though. If you allow yourself to do it, why, you can very easily give up at a time like this. And when you do, nothing can save you. Get to feeling sorry for yourself. Self-pity. That's ruined more good men than anything else in the world. It's a disease. And if you let it get a good start, you're a goner.
Well, thank you, Dick. Appreciate you talking that way to me. I reckon it's just what I need.
Well, I'm nobody to be lecturing. I'm not holding myself up as a model, but I just know that when a man gives up and starts feeling sorry for himself, he's done for it. You've been feeling pretty low around here the last few days, too, huh?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to see you let your troubles get the best of you.
Yeah, I know I have. I ain't been myself, hardly. I think I'm going to fight this thing, too, though, I'll tell you that. I might lose out in the end, but it ain't going to be because I never tried.
Well, now, that's the way I like to hear you talk. Get Squire back here and get a good lawyer to handle a case for you, and I believe you'll come out all right after all.
What lawyer would you get to handle a case if you was me, Dick?
Why, I don't know, Lon. This young Tom Parker in there at the county seat to tell me is a mighty good one.
Tom Parker?
Yeah, W.L. Parker's boy. You know W.L.
Oh, yeah, I know W.L. I never even known he had a boy as faction lawyer.
Yeah, well, and you take a young lawyer that way, well, you know he's going to do his level best to win the case. That'd be quite a feather in his cap.
Wait a minute. Yeah, here comes Abner up out there in front.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I believe I'll just go in there and see W.L.'s boy about that tomorrow. See if he won't handle it for me. Whereabouts is his office at?
Why, he's a junior partner in his father's office there. It's upstairs in the old Cox building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know where it's down there.
Well, howdy, man.
Howdy, Abner.
Now, come in, Abner.
I'm done
here. Well, sit down, then. Lom and I were just talking about getting him a lawyer to handle his case when he comes up the trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon you hear nothing from Tulsi about whether they catch Squire Kent yet or not.
No, not a word so far.
Oh, well, I don't look to hear anything but a day or two.
I'll bet he'll be spied to death whenever they slap that warrant on him. He don't think none of us knows where he's at. I'd just love to see that expression on his face.
Oh, yeah, he'd be astonished to death.
I was talking to Uncle Henry Lunsford about it this morning, and he said that Squire, being in another state that way, that if he didn't want to come back here for trial, why, you'd have to get out some irrigation paper for him, I believe he called them.
Some what? Oh, he's talking about extradition papers, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't believe it's qualified extradition.
Sure, Dick.
He wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Huh?
No, I don't believe he will neither, Dick. I don't look for no trouble along that line.
Yeah, what'd you say, Dick?
Now, if he starts that, we can just try him over there.
Yeah, well, there's no use to worry about that till they catch him. You fellas make yourself home here a few minutes. I've got to go up front here and sort out the mail.
Yeah, go right ahead, Dick. Don't mind us.
If there's anything here for me, Dick, bring it back here to him. Elizabeth said she's sort of looking for a letter from her sister.
Well, all right, Edna.
Then I'll be glad when this thing's over. Next time anybody mentions Silver Mine to me, I'm going to run hide under something.
What was it Dick said about Squire being crippled?
About Squire? He never said nothing about him being crippled.
I understood him to say something about him having his legs cut off.
I know. He said he ain't got a leg to stand on. That's what he said.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Nothing ain't happened to him.
Well, he had two the last time I seen him.
He's still got two now, as far as I know.
Well, what's the matter with the man? Why can't he stand on them?
And don't mean there's anything the matter with his legs, Abner.
Well, there must be if he can't stand on them.
Well, Dick just meant if he tried to fight them extradition papers, he wouldn't have a chance. Ain't got a leg to stand on.
Why, no, he couldn't fight nothing if he can't even stand up.
He can stand up, though, all right.
Yeah, but he's more like to have to hold on or something. He can't fight that away.
Why, of course not. His legs is all right, Abner. Don't worry about that.
Well, if his legs is all right, why can't he stand on them?
He can stand on them, but he ain't got a leg to stand on in court.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. don't look like it'd be any harder to stand up in court than it would anywhere else.
It ain't, Abner. Not having a leg to stand on means he ain't got a chance of beating the case.
Well, I don't know now. Looks to me like that'd help him. I know if I go on a jury and they bring a feller in like that, well, I'd sure turn him loose.
Come on, Abner, you're the hardest feller to try to explain anything I ever seen in my appointment. That's your ring, I think, Dick.
Yeah, all right, Mom. Now, does Miss Kemp know about it yet, Mom?
No, of course not.
Well, I believe somebody ought to go over and tell her. Now, you don't know how it happened.
No, no, be quiet.
Hello? This is Dick Huddleston's store. Why, yes, just a minute. Here, Lana, for you.
Me? Hi, thanks.
Here.
Yeah, thank you. Hello?
I don't like squat.
This is him talking.
Take care of that, Mr.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Poor old squat. I feel sorry for his woman, too.
You have? Well, good for you.
Dick, tell him when he gets done that I've gone over to tell Miss Kemp about Squire's accident.
Uh-huh.
About what?
He'll know. Just tell him that.
Well, that's mighty fine. I'm sure proud to hear it. All right, sir. We'll be looking for you. Yeah, we'll meet the train in at the county seat tomorrow afternoon. All right, sir. Much obliged. Goodbye. All right, Granny, that was the chief of police at Tulsa. Now, he's got Squire in jail over there.
They have.
Catched him just a while ago.
Well, this information should have an important bearing on the outcome of Lum's trial. Remember, Horlicks, or fine, reliable infant food of highest quality. I think the mothers listening in would be interested in hearing a letter I have here. It illustrates perfectly what I mean. It's from Mrs. Frances Talkington, who lives in Flat Rock, Indiana. When my son was 3 weeks old, she writes, he became severely ill. He was given Horlicks and held his own, never losing a pound during all of his illness. Now he is steadily gaining and weighs just what he should. I can't thank Horlicks too much, for I know what it has done for my son. That letter is only one of many thousands in a similar vein. More important, perhaps, almost every one of these letters emphasizes that Horlicks succeeded where practically everything else had failed. Indeed, a fine tribute to the most famous infant food of all, Horlicks, the original. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, new Coast stations have been added, and the time of this program changed. Beginning next Monday, October 21st, your old friends Lum and Abner will come to you in person at 8:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure and check your local newspaper for the new schedule and the additional stations. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.